USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of residents have been evacuated from Sam Springs, Oklahoma, after the flooded Arkansas River flowed over the top of two levees. In Tulsa, Mayor G.T. Bynum says residents need to be ready to leave.
We are planning for and preparing for the flood of record, and we think everybody along the Arkansas River corridor ought to be doing the same.
In Indiana and Ohio, they're dealing with damage from a group of tornadoes that destroyed homes, businesses, and tore down trees and power lines. Fire Chief Mark Lynch says Harrison Township was hit hard.
There were several houses that we had to go in and remove victims from. There was a couple of cars that were trapped because of live electric lines.
Hospitals in the region say they're treating about 130 injured. One elderly man died in Salina. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Attorney Michael Avenatti has gone to court. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
After a second arraignment in New York for the day, former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, pleads 100% not guilty to each of the counts against him. Outside of the court, he made a short statement to reporters.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath, the Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
The House attempted to pass a $19 billion disaster relief bill, but it was tripped up again by a GOP opponent, Democratic leader Steny Hoyer.
For the welfare of our people in this country who have been attacked by natural disasters. And I urge my friends on the other side of the aisle not to object.
Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey says the House should have stayed in session for the vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Cyber criminals are always looking for ways to steal your personal information. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Hackers are finding new and creative ways to steal your information on your cell phone. One of the ways they're doing this is if you're flying over the summer, or any time for that matter, and you see a USB power charging station. Cyber criminals can modify those USB connections and install malware on your phone or download data without you even knowing it. Charles Henderson is a security expert with IBM. He joins Fox News with some tips on how you can stay safe if you're charging your phone at the airport.
You know, I recommend that you expose electrical outlets rather than USB ports. It's a much safer way to charge. It's the way you do it at home anyway, and it's just as effective for consumers.
Now, if you do insist on using a public USB port, there is something you can buy for about $10 called the Jack Juice Defender. That's a little dongle that you put on the front of your charging cord that basically blocks any data from passing down the cord. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Transportation Security Administration has altered its cannabis policy to allow FDA-approved medical marijuana and some forms of cannabidiol. Under the new guidelines, passengers are permitted to bring medical marijuana products, or CBD, as approved by the FDA under the Agriculture Improvement Act. Possession of other forms of marijuana and cannabis-infused products is still illegal under federal law. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.